Fred and Nancy made it home from San Francisco, brothers and sisters. God's good. God is good all the time. God is good. Come on up, June, and we'll sing the anthem. Let's stand up and pray together. I'm so excited. I tell you what, I can't help myself, and I don't want to change. I get so excited on Sunday that sometimes I got so much I wanted you to feel God, and I want you to have your lives be on fire and be blessed. And Brother Gary, I bet it happens to you more and more on Wednesday. You just get on fire, and you can't control your thoughts sometimes because you're all excited. Let's pray together. To who? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory and the kingdom. And hallelujah. And God is good, and your pastor did it again. Hallelujah, see? I'm only human. And if this is the right part, right, honey? I'm just a man. Responsive reading, Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Who is like the Lord our God? Who dwells on high? Hallelujah. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. Hallelujah. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Psalm 113. Can we praise God this morning in this church and let God's praises ring through. Thank you, Lord. Monday, July 27th. Sandy and Mark's wedding anniversary, 52 years. Mr. and Mrs. Bush. It is also Mark Bush's 75th birthday tomorrow. Mark wants me to read this. Thank you for this today and the special people you bring to our Lord, bring to the house, his new family. God bless to everyone. Love, Sandy and Mark. Happy anniversary and happy birthday. And welcome our brother. Thank you, Lord. It's been an awesome time with my family, and I've got so much to be thankful for. The testimony would be when I talked to my granddaughter about a Bible story, and she wanted to read it, and I saw the 9-year-old sitting on the couch with the Bible on her lap, reading right where I told her, and it just made me realize that we can never wait. We can never start too soon, amen? We can never start too soon with our children, which means we can't wait for our friends and our family. We need to start with them, amen? We need to help them. We need to show them. We need to somehow let them know that God is in control. Give them that hope, amen? Give them that hope because this is not all there is, amen? And God is in the business of blessing the people who love him. Amen? And that testimony alone should just let you know what people say about the Bible. And you read about Solomon, one person in the Bible. Hallelujah. Solomon's talking to God. He says, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of the heart with you. Solomon says, you have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on the throne as it is this day. Now listen to what he says. He says, now, O my Lord, You have made your servant king instead of my father David. But Solomon says, I am a little child. He's humbled himself. He's made king and he's humbled himself. Amen? You see the difference between the world and with God? He is made king, and what's the first thing he does? He humbles himself. He said, I am but a little child. He said, I do not know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, Lord, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. And then he asked this simple request. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Hallelujah. Let me read a little bit more. Listen to this. The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this thing. Then God said to him, who said to him? Hallelujah. Because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked for riches for yourself, nor have asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for you for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked for. Listen to what God does. Listen to how God does when you humble yourself. Listen to what he says here. You didn't ask for riches. You didn't ask for long life. He said, see, I have given you a wise and understanding heart so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. He has said, I have also given you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father walked, then I will lengthen your days. Hallelujah. People say it's hard to read the Bible. I would just simply say, go to Proverbs. This book, Solomon wrote for you. He wrote it for you, Proverbs. Who did he go to for help? And who did he ask for understanding? God. So when he wrote the book of Proverbs, he wrote things for our lives. And I wrote three of them down for a testimony for God today. And you listen to these three and understand that if you take your Bible tonight and open up to Proverbs and just start looking through them, you might find 30 of them that don't pertain to you right now. Amen? I would say just simply keep reading until you find some that pertain to you. And it will change your life. Amen? It will change how you look. Listen, a man who has friends. How many want friends? Solomon has an answer. Listen, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. That's wisdom from Solomon, from God. Hallelujah. And it says, do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. That's another thing. Don't talk to people who don't want to know about your God, amen? Don't talk to people who attack your God, because they will mock the wisdom of your words. God is telling Solomon, and Solomon is telling us, don't spend your time trying to change people who don't want to know God, because there's people yearning to know him, amen? He said, he who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. Amen? What does that mean? You hear a problem and before you even know what happened, before you even know the circumstances that caused it to happen, when you speak, it is folly and shame to you. Amen? That's right there. If you just read that and understand, when you see things happen, you have to wait to hear the whole story. Amen? And those are just three. I love, there's so many in Proverbs. I could stand here each week and just read from Proverbs and just make you feel closer to God, make you understand who God is. Amen? But understand that this book, the people say, is written by man. Oh, that's just written by... These are written by people who talk to God, people who walk with God, people who knew God. Amen? There's nothing in there to harm us. There's things in there to bless us. How many want to be blessed? Amen. That book is full of blessings and gold nuggets to change your life.
to make you face trials and tribulations in a way that you never thought possible, amen, to remove jealousies out of your mind, to remove doubt out of your mind, to remove frustrations, to remove being stubborn, amen. That's the thing. We get in the way of God with our brain more than we even realize, amen. God is blessing you, and at the same time he's blessing you, you're going according to your brain, and you become stubborn. You don't hear what he's saying. You don't hear the leadings. You don't hear the peace. You don't see the freedom that these words give to you, amen. You're no longer in bondage. God is so good. This book is so beautiful. Spend some time. You spend time in it. I spend time in it. Deacon Gary spends time in it. You spend some time in it. And you just feel God talking to you. Amen? In this book. A 9-year-old read a story and she understood the story. There's so many in there. If you just open your heart to receive. Amen? Give God praise and glory. That's our God. The testimony today, Lord, is about you. Just about you. To know you better. To know you, understand you. To love you more. To lean on you more. To lean not on our own understanding. I love those bells, Lord. Thank you for that peace. Thank you for the peace that it gives my spirit. Lord, we know that we walk and we have trials and tribulations. We know that. We can't let them be the things that lead us. We have to be led by you. We are never alone. We have you. In the darkest of nights, we are never alone. In the wilderness, wherever you are that is causing you fear, that wilderness, you're not alone. God is standing right there with you, taking your hand and walking you through it. Sometimes he'll remove it, but he likes you to walk with him. He wants you to be a part of it. He wants you to be a player. He wants you to have some heart in it with him so you can grow with him. If he did everything for you, you would never have any heart in it. You wouldn't even appreciate it. But the fact that he walks you through it is that you can appreciate it with him. You've paid the price with him. You've put some money in there. You put some heart in there. You put some of your spirit in there to walk with him. You have a piece of that. That's what it's all about. You need that. You need that in your life. Say this with me, church. We are never alone. Say that. We are never alone. You are never alone. Ever alone. The times that you think you're the most afraid, and the times you think you're more alone, that's the devil. That's him attacking you, and you just need to say, I am never alone. God is with me. Amen? Hallelujah. So, Lord, this morning, let us know that. Let us just feel that. Let us just see more of you. Let us just go closer to you. We are never alone. We have this book. These wisdoms. We have the letters from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We have Peter. We have Paul. We have our friends who love us, who left us this because they loved us and did not want us to suffer. Our God is so good, brothers and sisters. Our God is so good, and he loves you so much. The testimony is he will never leave you alone. In Jesus' name, I pray. My daughter, who's never been here at church, we praise him over and over again because the Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. So you're driving in your car and you start praising God, he inhabits right there alongside you. He inhabits the praise of his people. The angels rejoice in the praise of his name. Wherever you are, whatever you're in the middle of the night and you feel afraid, you start praising him, amen? And that means saying something, amen? You want to say it. You want your ears to hear it. And when your ears hear it, it gets into your heart. And God says, I am there. I will lift you. Your spirit will change. How many know that's true? I know that's true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants, I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abraham journeyed going on still towards the south. That is the beginning. Today is your beginning. Wherever you are that you've never been, whatever you're going through that you've never been before, that's your beginning. That's where you build the altar, amen? Whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, you build the altar. That's the beginning. That's remembering. Every time you lay a stone down on the ground and you remember God, that's faith, amen? That's helping you to see God and remember all the places. And I tell you again, if you can remember any of the prayers that he's answered, if you can see all the things that he's done for you, you would stand today and say, with God with me, who can be against me? Amen. Nothing formed against me can prosper. You would be able to say that because you know that you know that you know. Amen. Abraham's telling us this, and Jen, this is what he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot was with him to the south. Abraham was very rich in livestock. What was he? Rich. Anybody ever hears that Christians can't be rich? I don't know about that. Abraham was what? Hallelujah. Who did he trust? Who did he remember? Hallelujah. At every turn, amen? Hallelujah. He was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord, always remembering God. Amen. That's in Genesis. Are you with me? God was with him. When God is with you, all gets blessed. How many know that? When God blesses one, when God blesses somebody in our church, we all get blessed. Amen? Some people put their hands out and glad as the folks out there join me with the flowers in the yard. Amen? We're not the only ones getting blessed. The people that work in the courthouse, they see the flowers. They see the colors. They get blessed. Amen? When people walking up and down the street see the beautiful work of the hands of a few people, the whole city gets blessed. Amen? When God has his hand in something, we all get blessed. Amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you walk upon a garden filled with good things to eat and just begin to take as you wish, then you have prospered from the work of somebody else's labor. Amen? You have no concern about the plants or the trees, no toil ever put into protecting them from bugs, animals, weather, or caring of the soil and the water. You have no concern. The hours of labor, the sacrifice of time and money spent creating that garden or that orchard or that business, you have no concern whether the business fails or the garden dies. Amen? You have put nothing into it. The prayers that went ahead of you, or the faith it took to hold on, to believe when things looked bad through the trials, God gave them strength to continue. But you didn't see that, amen? You have no part of that. You didn't see the hands that created that garden, though you were taking from it. Somehow it became your right to just take it. You didn't see the years of work to build the orchard or a business or a country, amen? The work it takes to build a country, if you had no part in it, you didn't see the work. You can never understand or will understand and appreciate unless your hands, your hours, and your heart have a piece in it. Are you with me? Someone made the orchard great. Someone made the garden great. Time, patience, learning from each mistake. How many make mistakes? We all learn from them, amen? This country has made mistakes, amen? We're learning from them, amen? We're learning from them, amen? Time and patience, learning from each mistake, sometimes years, sometimes family generations. Foregoing vacations. How many have foregone vacations because you had to work and you had to focus on that work? I know my wife and I have. Foregoing vacations, late nights because of weather, sacrifice to make it bigger and better each year. It is great because of the heart. Amen? It is great because of your heart. It is great because of the spirit of man, fueled by a guidance, a strength from higher place, from a higher place. A strength from who? Hallelujah. Things that looked impossible became possible. Can anybody say that? Things in your life that looked impossible became possible. Amen? From who? Hallelujah. It became great despite the fear, Jim. Amen? Or the doubt. Through prayer, for strength, for family dedication to God and to each other. With God as the engine, building whatever. You fill in the blank. With God as your engine, building it, life a dream, and it's always with God. Hallelujah. And this is what I said before, and I want you to understand the difference in this world. A dream that is blessed, a dream that blessed others, whether it be with food or others, jobs for others. When you're doing something unto God, your dream, when you're building something, your dream doesn't just bless you, amen? It blesses others around you, just like the garden outside blesses others in this city, amen? They didn't have any partake in it, but they got blessed by looking at it and seeing it, amen, and seeing the beauty. When God is the center of our hope, when God is the battery that keeps us going, even and especially through setbacks and defeat, the victories bless not only the builder, but those who live under those same blessings. We give him the glory for our gain. That leads people to want to know that God. When you do good things and good things are happening in your life and somebody comes to you and you tell them about God, what does that do? It leads them to who? Hallelujah. The more we remove God from our lives, the more we open the door for man to be in control. Amen. When God is removed, something else fills the void. That something else removes the blessings. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. That whatever fills the void of God removes the blessings. Amen? The blessings that we crave for are gone when we remove the one who gives the blessings. When God blesses the work of our hands, it falls on everyone, even non-believers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We can't allow our families to tear altars down. We can't allow this country to tear altars down. Amen. This country was built on this. This country was built with morals and values. Not all the people who helped build this country were Christians. Amen. But they understood that we needed something to focus. That we understood that we needed a God. They understood that they needed rules and a direction. And they chose our God. Amen. It was God that got us here. Amen. Are you with me on it? It is God that got us here. We can't allow God to be removed. We need to build more altars. We need to see God. Thank you, Lord. We need to tell our children about God. We need to know more about him. Hallelujah. It was God who got me here. It will be God who gets me through. If we don't trust in God, who do you trust in? You trust in man. Amen. I'd rather trust in God. Gary? Marsha, Art, Roger, I trust in God. I trust God. So if I trust him, I need to know him. I need to know his word. I need to understand that he's with me. I am never alone. Praise God on me. Thank you, Lord. So as Abraham said, he built those altars. We need to build more altars for God. We need to just be not afraid to tell others about the Lord. Our friends went to San Francisco. They got in an airplane and they got there and they got back. You give God praise and glory. Mark and Sandy, 52 years. They got to give God praise and glory. I'm sure he had a part in that. I'm sure there were times where they weren't quite sure how they were going to get the next thing done. But here they are 52 years later. Amen. And with God side by side, there's nothing impossible with God. Say that with me. Nothing impossible with God. People who come here who don't understand that and are just taking from the fruit of labor of people before them. Amen. They don't care whether we fall. They don't care whether the garden runs out. They don't care whether the orchard dies, because they have not put anything in to make it. Amen. If you don't put anything in to make it, you don't care what happens to it. Amen. But we care. Amen. And we care because we know that God created this for us. And we need to let people know that we want our God back in control. Amen. Not man. Because when man's in control, all it blesses is them. When God's in control, we all get blessed. Say that with me. We all get blessed. Give him praise and glory, church. Give him praise and glory. Sometimes when you want something to be so good, you fight it all week. I've been praying about the sermon and my heart, because my daughter's here and my wife even knows that I get to where I want it to be so good. It's just about Jesus, honey. It's just about Jesus. And blessing you and seeing your little girl sing like that. She's hungry for the word. She's hungry for a church. She's hungry for other children to hear it. Amen? Your family is hungry. Scarlett is ready. She's already ready. Amen? She's ready for you to tell her about Jesus. To take all that other junk and throw it away and tell her about Jesus. Simply about Jesus, and let Jesus do the rest of the week work. Deacon Gary, it seems like yesterday you started your Bible study. You've been doing that for a few months. I mean, it's just, people are saying, I wish it was every week. I heard people saying it all the time, because you're feeding them the Word of God, and they're coming together, not just for that, but for the fellowship. Amen? Sergio, I know God's got answers for you. I just know he does. I wish that he would answer you right now, but that's not how God works. He works in his way with you. Amen? It's more than how beautiful the church is. It's more than how many people are in the church. It's about you and him. Deacon Jim, you're a great man of God. You might not see it, but you're a humble man. And that's what makes people want to be with you. That's what makes people come to you, because you're a gentle man. But you've got to know that God has got more for you than you have right now. He's got more for you than you have. George and Elaine, I remember when you came here over about a year ago, when you walked through those doors together with smiles on your face. You need to get that smile. You need to remember that you're both separate but together. And when you allow each other to breathe, that makes you both better, because you both begin to shine. Amen? You want to let God do that. You want to get out of your mind and all of the things that hold you back and say, you know what? God's in control. And God brought you together, so enjoy each other's identity and then grow together. George, I've seen you on the dance floor. I'm telling you what, if anybody ever saw it, they wouldn't believe it. But you get out there, and Miss Elaine, you have a wonderful yearning to dance. Don't ever stop that. You have a yearning for life. Don't ever stop that. You will make him shine by doing that. Just allow each other to breathe. Mary and Joseph, my granddaughters just adore you. And that's because of who you are. Amen? The people in this church, I don't mean to pick everybody out, but you know what? I love you all so much. Everybody in this church, look around you. Where we've come, say, well, how come we don't have more people? Because God hasn't brought them yet. Amen? Because he wants us to be strong. He wants us to be one. He wants us to be a family. Amen? We went to St. Patrick's Cathedral yesterday. It is so beautiful. But it's so empty. There were people all over. It just seemed like it's just overwhelming. Amen? But though it's a beautiful place to visit, when you come to church, you want to come to a family. Amen? And I think that Second Congregational in Derby is becoming that family. Amen? That's what it's all about. Give him praise and glory, church. I'm going to remember what Jesus did right now. Because of what he did for us. And when he did it, he said, it is finished. He doesn't have to do it again. He did it once for all. Not because of anything we did, we weren't there. But because of how he loves us, once and for all. And this God who sits at the right hand says he simply wants us to do this in remembrance of him. Just simply in the remembrance of him. He took the bread, blessed and broke it, and told his disciples, this is my body being torn for you. And then he said, eat and do this.